Hi, this is Ariel Soundwaves, and you are listening to Ponyville FM. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr.
What is up, Ponyville? It is me, the one, the pony, Limitless 8, coming back at you once again for that Thursday night fugue state. That there was Guitar Wanker 90 with a little bit of Donkey Kong Country slash metal for you. That was Gangplank Galley and his cover of the boss fight from the original Donkey Kong Country. Tell you what, one of our guys, Mushrooshi, you know him, you love him, he went down to San Japan this weekend and spun at their rave. And, well, yeah, hi, Windows 10. Yeah, hi, okay, and need to remember to mute that. But anyhow, Shrew goes down to San Japan, spins at their rave, and winds up talking to the guys from GameChops.com. Turns out they're really cool, and they sent us pretty much their entire library of awesome music, so we're going to check some of it out. And coming at you first, we've got Strike the Earth. This is DJ Cutman and Kevin Vileko, and this is their remix of the theme song from Shovel Knight. So let's check this out. We'll be right back. Sam. I'm the man who burned your house down with a shovel. And speaking of which, if you haven't played Shovel Knight, awesome, awesome game. I recently picked it up on the 3DS because I think that's the way platformers are best enjoyed, like kept in your pocket when you're not playing them and then when you are. Because if I'm sitting here in front of my $1,000 computer, there's a really strong chance that what I'm going to be looking for there is not the 8-bit platformer. So stuff that in your pocket and play Shadow of Frickin' Mordor on your PC. Yeah. But they, those guys at Game Jobs, we're going to check out some more of their stuff as we move along, but we're going to cut it a little bit. And coming at you next, here's a song that I promised you. It's the other half of the Wingless's One Girl in All the World from Super Metroid. This is called All the World in One Girl, and I love this little piano ditty. Thank you. I like to think that's what it sounds like at the Space Mall when Samus goes shopping for things that aren't blue latex cat suits. Because obviously you have to get those special order. We're going to kick it over to some Pokemon next. We got Simgratina. Here's the bicycle theme from Pokemon Black and White. It's a good thing that these are remixes, because if that were really in Pokemon exactly like that, I would just ride the bike in a circle, and just dancing along with the music. We wouldn't go catch any Pokemon, we'd just dance all damn day. But, man, Pokemon's got some great music. There's just no other way to slice it. I'm still looking for a really good remix of the, I think it was the Lightning Club theme from Pokemon CCG on Game Boy Color, and I could really give a rip about Pokemon card game, but the music in the Game Boy game was just so damn good that I had to keep it in my collection, so I've still got it. But to stay on point, we've got a little bit more from Game Chops and Pokemon here. This is Rob KTA with Cerulean Dance Floor, and this is the Kevin Vileka remix. We'll be right back. now that I've beaten you, that means I keep your gem, right? Wait, what? No. What, that's not how it works? You keep what you kill? No? Besides, you didn't kill my Pokemon, they just fainted. Really? I want to check again. You son of a bitch, you killed my Pidgey! Yeah, sounds like you got some stuff to work through. Anyway, nightclub. We're gonna turn this sucker into a nightclub. Get up. We're gonna hose all the Pokemon blood off the wall. We're gonna get some subwoofers in here. We're gonna get some dancers. Cerulean City is going to light up. Any old how. That was just me indulging a fantasy. I would not get crap done. That's why I stopped playing Pokemon. Well, back in the day when I had red, blue, and yellow, I had an original OG Game Genie. Big fat sucker that sits on top of your Game Boy. Had plenty of room. Had a little drop-down hatch in it for a tiny little code book. And that was super cool. But yeah, you better believe I had Mew and like 10,000 rare candies. And I cheated. I cheated hardcore. So up next, we're going to spin along with a little bit more OC Remix. This is Posuyan with Electric Clouds. It's a mix of a song from Chrono Trigger, and it's one of my very favorite OC remixes. Thank you. you know how I love that down-tempo groove. That song's just so much fun to crank up in the truck and let the subwoofer rub your back. Provided it's strapped down properly, I think if it weren't, it might bounce around a little bit too much, because it wants to get in on the dancing too. Of course, long-time listeners will know that I love me some Katamari Damacy. Aside from my own admittedly abstract and obscure sense of humor, well helped by the game's gameplay of ruling up everything on Earth, it's got a bitchin' soundtrack too, man. And strangely, there haven't been all that many really good remixes of the soundtracks to any of the Katamari games, because they just stand on their own so well. Well, Game Chops, once again, here to fix that. This is DJ Joe, with help from the producers at Game Chops. This is Lonely Rolling Star.
ち合わせしようか。
With that track, because while the original was very much J-pop by way of Cloud Cuckoo Land, that actually kept a lot of the style of the original while infusing it with that kind of future-based sound, and I frankly really enjoy it. But even more surprising is what DJ Joe does with this next track, Roll Me In. Now, Roll Me In was originally a lounge jazz type song. Check this out.
I know.
have somebody do a remix of The Moon and the Prince, and all will be right with the universe. Except don't try to Vocaloid it. While those last two songs sounded really good Vocaloided, I don't... The Moon and the Prince would just come out wrong. Just wrong. But man, if there's two great things in life, it's Sega and jetpacks. Here's Slow Poison with BitLive from Space Harrier.
Welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Get ready.
Like a jetpack, man. Never stop running, Space Harrier. At least that's what I'm assuming the character's name was. I always love a character whose name is the name of the game, like Donkey Kong. I'd like to think Space Harrier's name is Space Harrier, just because they give us nothing else to work with. But, just Sega, man. Just Yu Suzuki games, and pretty much any time a developer like Sega themselves knew what they were doing when working with the Genesis sound chip, just led to such great triumphs. So we've got some Sonic songs coming at you. Up first, we've got Beat Drop with Catapult from Sonic and Knuckles.
We'll
Maintain that Sonic the Hedgehog was such a better franchise before its character started frickin' talking. And I stand by that. Up next, we've got a bit of an obscure one. This is Orium with their, his, hers, their remix of Ice Cap Zone. I found this one a billion eons ago. You search for Orium now, you get, like, shampoos and pharmaceutical companies and basically anything but a video game remixer. But let's go ahead and check this out. We'll be right back. cool song. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Actually, it really does do a good job of capturing the original sense of ambience. Like, it, for whatever reason, I don't really get how they do it, but that song sounds like a frozen cave. Everything from the chilly, high-pitched synths down to the kind of echoey ambience, I guess that's what really does it. But it doesn't matter. It's a very cool and definitely obscure Sonic 3 remix. Coming at you next at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with the permalink, and it's another episode of J-Core this week, so we hope you'll stick around for that. I'm almost out of time here, and coming at you finally, a little bit more Sonic 3 music, well, Sonic Genesis music, because, you know, Genesis Sonic is best Sonic, of course. And this one is from Rob KTA and Blind, and it's called Needle Mouse with a Mau 5, you know, get it? But until next week, I'm about out of here, so I'm gonna catch y'all later. Peace, y'all. And that's the wrong deck. Silly Limitless. Learn to DJ. Okay, yeah, that's better. This one's Needle Mouse.
This is Ariel Soundwaves. Thanks for listening to Ponyville FM.
What you waiting for? Motherfucking drop this!
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'll show you fucking nasty.
Did you let me hit you with this hardcore street?
You're tuned into the Permalink.